Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them stories about what's going on with children all over the world at bedtime. Children who are getting ready to go to sleep and getting ready to close the adventure of the day and go on to the next one. I was visiting Joseph, Mary, and Irene, and Agnes, and Daniel, and they were enjoying a wonderful evening. Their mother and father said, "All right, children, we're going to watch a Disney movie." And were they happy? Wow! "What's the movie, Mom?" "The movie is Bambi." "Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy." It's a movie they had seen before, and a movie that they wanted to see again. A movie that was just forever a delightful movie in their hearts. Joseph said, "Okay, Mom, how about some popcorn?" And Mom says, "I was just going to the kitchen to make some. You want to come help?" And Joseph said, "Yes." Mary said, "Can I help too, Mom?" And Mother said, "Of course." So Mary and Joseph went with Mother to the kitchen to make some popcorn. And Mother took out three great big brown shopping bags that she had just brought the groceries home with and put them on the table. "What's that for, Mom? I haven't seen you do that before." "Well, Joseph, this is to make the popcorn." "Yeah, but you make the popcorn on the stove." Yeah. "Joseph, just watch. So she had seen her Uncle Kip make popcorn, and she learned how to make popcorn from him. Well, Uncle Kip would take popcorn, and he would pop it in the pan, and then he'd put it in the brown paper bag, and then he'd pop another batch, and while it was popping, he would take some melted butter and some salt and shake it all into the popcorn in the brown paper bag. And with three, maybe four pans of popcorn, he'd have a full bag of popcorn, all buttered and salted and delicious. My goodness. Well, Mother made three brown paper bags just like this for the family of seven people. Mom and Dad, Joseph, Mary, Irene, Agnes, and Daniel. Wow, was this going to be a Bambi movie or was this going to be a Bambi movie? Well, Mother and Joseph and Mary brought the popcorn in the living room. And Dad says, "Okay, everything's ready to go. We'll push the button and off she goes." And so everyone gathered around, taking their seats on the floor and taking their bowls and saying, "Mom, we're ready." "Yes, dear, what are you ready for?" "Ready for the popcorn." Oh, I forgot. "Yeah, okay." So she said, "Now you just take your bowl and you reach into the big bag here as often as you like. And then we'll have some soda water to go along with it. We'll just have a lovely evening." So the popcorn was made and the show began. And as the show went on, questions always come up. And Joseph said, "Mom, how come the babies are born in the woods and not in the hospital?" "Well, Joseph, they don't have hospitals for animals." "Yes, they do, Mom. They have veterinarian hospitals." "My goodness, Mom, don't you know that?" "Oh, yes, well, that's hardly where babies are born. Sometimes they are, it's true, when they have a little problem. And most of the time, they're born out in the wild, in the natural. They're born at home, like the children used to be born at home years ago, before they had hospitals for the children to go to be born. And they had midwives taking care of them." "What's a midwife, Mommy?" "Well, a midwife is a lady who knows all about helping a mother give birth to a child and helping a mother to be relaxed and peaceful. That's used to be called a father. You know, the father would work with the mommy to help her be relaxed and peaceful and bring forth the newest baby in the family." "Babies are nice, Mommy. Do you know that, Mommy?" Irene was very interested in babies. "Babies are nice. You know, Mom, I think I'll become a nurse." And Mommy said, "Well, Irene, that's just wonderful." And they watched Bambi. and Bambi popped out just like popcorn. No problems. Mommy, how come animals have babies and they don't have any problems, and people have babies and they're always saying that the babies are crying and the babies' mamas are unhappy while the baby is being born? Why is that? Well, animals never learned to have fear in their heart about having babies. Animals just feel that babies are the most wonderful thing in the world, and they just have them and pop, 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 just like popcorn. And people, yes, people, many millions and billions of people on earth have babies just like that because they have nothing to fear in their heart, and the babies are born wonderfully and beautifully without any pain or without any hurt, all because it's a wonderful thing, a wonderful thing. Oh, Mommy, you make it sound so much fun. Well, now, let's watch Bambi. Now, there's Bambi, and Bambi is trying to get up. But, Mommy, children don't get up when they're first born. They're wrapped in a towel or something, and they're kept from doing anything. That's right. Children are born at a little different time in the development process than animals are. Animals usually are ready to go almost the time that they're born, because they're ready to get up and go, because they don't have a hospital, they don't have a house, and they're out running around in the wild, and they've got to be ready to go with their mummies when mummy says, come on, let's get out of here now. We want to go and get under this tree, or we want to do whatever. And so animals are born a little different. Oh, gee, Mommy, you know so many things. How come you know so many things? Well, Agnes, it's just a matter that I'm a little older than you, and I've read a few more books. But, Mommy, reading books, does that make you intelligent? And Daniel says, yes, reading books makes her intelligent, because I read books all the time, and I think books are wonderful. I think books are fantastic. But, Daniel, you're only 5 years old. What books have you read? Well, I look at the pictures. You're right, Daniel. You're right. You look at the pictures, and they are good pictures, aren't they? Yes, they are. Now, I think that everyone should look at the pictures, and I think that everyone should see how beautiful they are. Now, I looked at the Disney book on Bambi, and the pictures were just beautiful. They're just like they are in the movie here, just like the video. That's right, Joseph. That's right, Daniel. The pictures are just like they are in the video. What was that, Joseph? Oh, well, just dig in and take some more popcorn. You'd have all you want. Well, then the little skunk came along, and the little skunk said, hey, hi, you guys. And Bambi, who was smelling the flowers, he took his nose over to the skunk, and he said, when you're naming these things now, is this a flower too? He says, are you a flower? And the skunk says, if you want to call me a flower, you can. He says, it's all in the name. If you think flowers are beautiful and you think I'm beautiful, you can call me flower. And you see, this is how many of the names of animals and many of the names of things that are given names are happening. Because some lovely little incident, like little skunk smelling a flower, and then being in the flower patch, and Bambi smelling the flowers and saying, is this a flower too? And everyone laughed and giggled, but from then on, the little skunk had the name Flower. And, you know, that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice for a skunk to have a name like Flower, don't you think? Why is that so nice? Daniel asked. Well, Daniel, you know what a skunk does, don't you? Yeah, he's a little kitten. Well, a little different than a little kitten. A skunk has a way of protecting himself from people who might want to do something to him that he doesn't want done. And if he ever gets scared, he turns around and lifts his tail and he squirts something out, and it is the worst smell in the world. And if it gets on you, it just is the hardest thing in the world to get off. Well, Mommy, why would anyone ever want to scare a skunk? Well, it's not a matter that people want to scare a skunk, and it's not a matter that the animals want to scare a skunk. It's just a matter that the skunk sometimes gets scared about things he doesn't know, just like you do, Agnes. Sometimes you get scared about things you don't know, and you say, Mommy, 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 what's going on? I don't understand. And I'll say, well, Agnes, now, let's just sit down and talk about it. And then we sit down and talk about it, and you say, oh, all right, just because Joseph and Mary are older than me, they can do things I can't do. But when can I do what they can do, Mommy? When? Well, just as soon as you are old enough to do that too. But Joseph and Mary are old enough to go to school by themselves now, and they can cross the street, they know how. But Agnes, you're too little to do that yet, so you just wait a while. And when you have learned how to cross the... Well, Mommy, I can do that. No, no. When I tell you, you have learned how to cross the street, then you can cross the street. But before that, you just stay on the sidewalk here and play where the children play. And don't go out in the street, because that's where the big people play with their cars, and you want to be out of the way when they're playing. Joseph spoke up and said, Mom. Yeah? All three bags are almost empty of popcorn. Well, my goodness, Joseph, we sure are big eaters, aren't we? Mary spoke up and said, well, Joseph ate the most. Now, Mary, when we have a party, and we're in party time, we never look at what other people are eating and doing. We just say everyone should have a good time, and everyone should enjoy themselves, because popcorn is unstoppable. You just have to eat the whole thing. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Oh, my goodness, look who's coming through the door now. There comes Mr. Sandman. Okay, put the bags away, put everything away, clean up. Movie's over, time for bed. Okay, now, you all jump into your PJs, jump into bed, be ready for a good night's sleep. And in just a moment, Mr. Sandman's going to be here, and he's going to pop pixie dust all over you so that you go to dreamland and have wonderful, wonderful sleep dreams. Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, there comes Mr. Sandman right now. Do you see him? There he comes.
I can't see him.
Well, one of these days, we all come to a point where we stop seeing things that we see as little children. Because as little children, we allow ourselves to see lots of wonderful, beautiful things. But when we get to be older, like Mary and Joseph, we stop seeing them because we get to be so intelligent.
But, Mommy, I can see them, Mary said.
And I can too, said Joseph.
But, all right, you can see them. And so, now, you just tell me, where is Mr. Sandman now? Ha, ha, ha. And Joseph pointed to the corner of the room and said, he's sitting in Daddy's chair waiting for us to finish our bedtime. That's right. That's exactly right. Mary, can you see him?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, now, everybody in bed. And grab your mommies and daddies and hug them and snuggle them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And hug your brothers and sisters and say, good night. And Mr. Sandman comes along and sprinkles the pixie dust all over you. Now, this is Mr. Candle. I'll be with you another night. And just remember, popcorn is unstoppable because it tastes so good. Just know that I'll see you another night. I love you. I love you. I love you.